The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Thursday, December 3rd, 2015, and this is presidential release number 445. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to all of my Federation family. The joy of the holiday season can definitely be felt here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute as we come to the end of 2015. And you have to say that we have had a truly amazing year. Our 75th year has been special in so many ways. And for me, what has made it special is the same thing that really always makes the Federation and our gatherings together special, and that's the tremendous people that we have in our organization and the energy and love that we share with each other in carrying out our work, but also in getting to know each other, our hopes and dreams, and sharing in our triumphs, and also supporting each other in difficult times. Last month, I had the privilege, as you know, to go to the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania State Convention, which was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on the very weekend leading up to our 75th birthday. It was in the Jannetty Hotel, which parts of that hotel were the hotel that Dr. Tenbrook and the first members of the Federation met in on November 16th, 1940. And I enjoyed exploring the hotel, reading about the history. The hotel is now over 100 years old. Checking out the marker at the original entrance to the hotel that notes it as the birthplace of the National Federation of the Blind. We had a joyous celebration there. I know many Federationists also tuned in to the internet stream. And there were a number of fun elements to the convention. We had a number of leaders from around the Federation there, some members of the board of directors, including our first vice president, Pam Allen. And we did a lot of reflecting about what it must have been like in 1940 when people came together at that hotel to form the organization, and how in many ways the organization today is different, but at its core, it is very much the same. I enjoyed getting to spend time with Dutch Tenbrook, who is the oldest son of Dr. Tenbrook. He was there with his wife, Kathy, and they shared a number of reflections about the Federation. Dutch shared a number of stories, both with the convention and just talking with him privately about what it was like for Dr. Tenbrook and what it was like for the family to participate in the early days of the Federation. And we reflected together about the impact of the Federation, not only on our lives as blind people, but on our families and what a positive influence it is. And Dutch is certainly an example of that in all that he has done in his life, in long military service and in service to others in so many ways. So it was a joy to have Dutch Tenbrook there and to hear some of the stories about Dr. Tenbrook that I certainly had not heard before. But again, what struck me in that convention and hearing what Dutch had to say about the early days of the Federation was that it really always has come down to this family that we have together in this organization. And although sometimes we work on difficult things and sometimes we get frustrated with trying to get past some of our barriers and do some of the fundraising we need to do and that sort of thing, that together we really can transform dreams into reality, and that in coming together in conventions, we need that shot in the arm to remind ourselves about why we're doing the work that we're doing and to recommit ourselves to the work ahead. And that happened in Pennsylvania. I know that happened in many conventions across the nation this fall, And I'm looking forward to 2016 and the tremendous work we are going to do together. We are 75 years old now. We can continue to celebrate our 75th anniversary, and we should certainly celebrate the history we've made and the history we're going to make. If you did not get an opportunity yet to get one of our 75th anniversary mugs that were available at the convention banquet, or if you wanted one or two or four more to have a complete set, we do have some more in the independence market, and I'd encourage you to get those before the year is out. They could make great gifts. In our first week after the 75th anniversary celebration, had four press releases. So you can see we haven't turned over and gone to sleep. We are as busy as ever. And one of the most significant press releases was about our litigation with the Scribd Corporation over accessibility of their subscription book services. We have come to an agreement with Scribd that will substantially make their internet-based book service, the online portion, and the delivery of books accessible to blind people by 2017. This is a very significant settlement for us in the book space, but it also is an important landmark settlement in our work to get access to the internet. You may have heard recently that the Department of Justice has recently announced that the internet regulations that were planned for Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act, they've put that on their long-term calendar, and they're going to worry about it in 2018. That's the disappointing news. They say that's when they're going to worry about it. We're going to get them to worry about it much sooner, because Scribd is a great example. Companies need clarification about the types of standards they should be following to make sure that their internet-based services are accessible. And we work with companies all the time to give them that guidance, but a lot of people give unclear guidance and push people towards standards that don't really promote usability and accessibility. And so Scribd is very important, and it's another important cornerstone in our work to push for mainstream accessibility. And the DOJ announcement reminds us that there is more work to do, and in fact, we need to redouble our efforts. We also, in that same week, announced our support of some employees in the state of Ohio who, after working for an average of $2.50 an hour for more than 3 years, have decided they're fed up with it. And they have asked the Department of Labor to review the substandard pay that they're getting from Seneca Re-Ads, which is a sheltered workshop in Ohio. The Department of Labor petition has been supported by the National Federation of the Blind. This is a not very well used provision in the law that permits cases like this to be reviewed by the Department of Labor. It has a very short timeline on it, and we think it has a great possibility to not only highlight the substantial discrimination against workers with disabilities, but also create a ruling that might be a precedent for other places. So it's very fitting that after our 75th anniversary celebration, we continue to support workers who are being paid sub-minimum wages, and I'm very hopeful that in the next year we'll be able to eliminate that provision in the law. We're making great strides and great momentum on that. Our Newsline team announced earlier this week that we have a new version of the NFB Newsline app for the iPhone. So if you haven't gotten your iPhone updated, you should do it. Our Newsline team continues to update the service, and based on the feedback from users across the country. Diane McGeorge has sent a message reminding us that the Washington seminar is coming up from the 24th to the 28th of January, with the Great Gathering In meeting happening at 5 o'clock on January 25th. Now, this announcement is important because this year we're doing reservations differently. And so I want to call this to your attention because the deadline is coming up very soon. Reservations must be made this year directly with the hotel, which, as you know, is different than what we've done in the past. And the absolute deadline for room reservations at the Holiday Inn Capital at 550 C Street Southwest is December 21st. You need to call the hotel directly to make your room reservation. The phone number to make your room reservation is 877-572-6951. That number again, 877-572-6951. And when making your reservation, you should be sure to give the booking code of N9B. Please make your room reservations immediately if you want to have a room. Otherwise, if you do it after the 21st, you're going to be subject to paying whatever the standard DC rate is for late January, and it probably is a rate that you will not want to pay. Also, and maybe more urgently, if you have a need to schedule a meeting during the course of the Washington seminar, you again do that with Diane and Lisa Bonderson by contacting Lisa Bonderson directly via email. Her email address is lbonderson, LBONDERSON, at cocenter.org. You need to let Lisa know about your interest in having a meeting during the course of the Washington seminar by December 10th. And of course, that'll be subject to what meeting space we have available in the hotel. But you need to do that very, very quickly. So I'd encourage you to do that. I look forward to being with all of you at our Washington seminar as our first official big scale federation meeting of 2016. I think we'll have some new and exciting things to talk about and some exciting work to do on the Hill together. For our final membership minute of 2015, I would now like to introduce Danielle Trevino.
Hello, Federation family. Happy holidays. I can't believe that it's already December. I've been here since July, and I couldn't be happier working here at the Jernigan Institute, and it just seems like time has flown by really quickly. So for this month's membership meeting, I wanted to talk to you about rebooting your chapter meetings. In 2016, you know, January is coming up. We're going to be doing our New Year's resolutions, new year, new start, that sort of thing. I thought that I would share a few suggestions with you on how to get your members within your chapters, both old and new members, to be a little bit more active and a little bit more involved in your meetings. So on our website, we actually have a list of 40 jobs that somebody could do at a chapter meeting. So we've got things like a social media person, we've got a refreshments coordinator, a new member coordinator, which this one is really important because we want to make our new members feel welcome and have them get involved as well. So just think about the different things that you do at your meetings every month and assign somebody to that job. For those of you that are new to the Federation and you're not quite sure what job to do within the chapter, just ask your chapter leadership. I'm sure they're more than happy to give you a job and help you get to know the ropes, and that way everybody can have a good experience during the meetings. So once again, happy holidays, everybody. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm really thrilled to see what we're going to do together in 2016. Let's go build the Federation.
Thank you, Danielle. I've noticed that in every Federation chapter that I've ever been a part of or visited, there are many jobs to do, and there are usually more jobs than there are hands available. So I'd encourage everybody to pick up a new job in one of our chapters in 2016 so that we can indeed continue to build and strengthen our organization. I do have one note from around the Federation family from the last month. Tom Page, our president in Kansas, notes that Jack Hemphill, who has been a chapter treasurer for us in Kansas and a longtime member, passed away a couple of weeks ago. His wife, Diane, continues to be an active member of the Federation in Kansas, so I'd encourage you to keep Diane in your thoughts and prayers in this difficult time. Today, our National Board of Directors is arriving for a gathering of the Board of Directors in the next couple days. Also, the Board of the Jacobus Tenbrook Fund will be coming in today. Tonight, we have what we're calling the Federation Thanksgiving. Having had Thanksgiving, the traditional American Thanksgiving, a week ago, tonight's the Federation Thanksgiving, and then we'll have the meeting of the Board of Directors the next couple days to talk about the work that we've done in this amazing year and to talk about how we're going to make 2016 even more amazing. I feel truly blessed to have the opportunity to serve as your president and to get to interact with so many members of the Federation in the way that I do on a daily basis. I hope that each and every one of you have a fantastic holiday season and that you take a time to reflect on the great work that we've done together and the significant role that the Federation plays in our life and really how fortunate we are to have the organization that we have, that Dr. Tenbrook established first for us 75 years ago, and that we really in many ways are blessed to have the opportunity to continue to build because it makes a difference in our lives, but it makes a difference to others. And very few people in the world get to say that they can do something on a daily basis in their life that enriches their life and helps many, many, many other people. And we could spend a lot of time talking about all the people who have benefited from the Federation this year. Thank you to each and every one of you for what you want to do on a daily basis to continue to raise expectations for blind people and to be an active member of the Federation and reflect not only the Federation philosophy, but our spirit of hope, love, and determination. This release, as we come to the end of 2016, will not have the customary endings. Instead, we will have a holiday festive greeting from the Riccobono family. Happy holidays. I love each and every one of you, and I look forward to the work we're going to do in 2016.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows like a light bulb. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names like stoplight. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games like Monopoly. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him
like a chocolate,
and they shouted out with glee,
yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history
like the NFB!
Merry Christmas!
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.